Welcome back to Dropping and Barely Thriving. We got cut off.
Are we going to say our names again?
Yeah.
Oh. Probably.
Brittany.
Katie.
And.
Blaine.
You didn't say your Blaine. Name.
Your name.
Oh, and Megan, of course. I'm here. I'm here. Barely Thriving.
Yes.
We got cut off again. I will try to piece it back in there. Spotify will let me put it all together. Apple Podcasts will not. So if it's a twofer, you know why.
Amen.
So we're going to go around with our week. Mm-hmm. And Katie's going to start. And I need her to be brutally honest.
Okay. So my supervisor did like my probationary evaluation because I'm off like orientation technically. And out of five, because like they had different sections and ranked out of five. And my overall score was a 4.98 out of
she
five.
She said I had a five.
Basically. But she was like, I have to give you a four on some of these so it doesn't look suspicious. She's like, if I could give you all fives, I would.
Yeah.
And she did it with me sitting there, which was funny. Because normally they do it first and then come review with you. And she's like, I'm not doing that.
Listen.
She's like, we're going to review right now and just send it off. It was great.
One of my reviews like that, it kind of went the same way. And she was like, I'm going to have to cut you down on one of these.
Yeah.
Let's choose the paperwork side because it is a little behind. And I was like, all right, bet.
That works.
And I still got a really good score. And then I ended up getting screamed at by one of my coworkers because I got such a good score. It was based off of that.
Like, no, and like we, so, because there's actually like a position open in management. And I was interested. And everybody, when I told people that I was interested, they're like, oh my God, like you should totally do it. And then so I went to talk to like my main boss who hired me. And she said, give it a year, get a year under your belt, learn everything you can learn, talk to your, like, because we have the specialties, like, you have general, Euro, gyne, all of that.
Yeah.
And she was like, talk to your supervisor and just ask them all the questions, follow them, like, see if there's any projects you can learn. And then that now that I know that you're interested, if and when we have another position come up and you've been, acclimated to the situation, she's like, then we can look into it. And so like at the end of the day, I'll do my like stock my room, pull a case if I have to, things like that. And then we have to set up the board for the next day, and everybody hates it. I love it.
I don't know what you're talking about, but keep
she
going.
She said, like, so "This is in French."
When you come into the OR, like we have our room assignments.
I'm just saying I don't understand anything in the medical field. Okay. So,
well, like
keep
we have
going. I'm listening.
German.
Though.
We have a board that has all like the room assignments, where you're at, who's your CRNA.
Yeah, like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like a board. And I, at the end of the day, I like to put it together for the next day. Like it's like an ending task for me. Everybody hates it. Well, not necessarily everybody hates it, but the person running the board 9 times out of 10 doesn't have time to do it because they're doing everything else.
Yeah.
And so they'd be like, Katie, do your favorite thing. And I'm like, okay. So I'll just run and start scrambling everything. It's so much fun in my head.
To her.
Yeah, to me. And she was like, I'm so glad that when you're here, I know I don't have to worry about it. Because you'll just want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, on the day you're not here, or the day, like, if you leave early, she's like, I'm so upset at the day because I have to do it. So it made me feel really good.
It should.
And then...
Don't work too good, though. They're going to make you
do
everything.
Seriously. It's terrible.
You need to slack in some areas.
Oh, bless.
Maybe walk slow. I don't know.
There's no
emergency surgery. I'll be there.
There's no... I almost had one of those on Friday.
Oh.
And it was... chaos. I mean, like, pure chaos. We had everything ready because emergent, they come straight to the OR room. Mm-hmm. And you just get your stuff signed and you just go. Well, we get everything ready. I'm waiting to get the call to go ahead and bring the patient to the room, and it didn't happen. And they're like, we really wish like you could have seen it because that'd be good learning experience for you. She was like, but it probably wouldn't have turned out well.
Yeah.
So and then my day went like normal for the most part, and then today happened.
wait, did the couch happen today?
Oh no,
that's what I want to hear about.
That happened Friday. Okay,
that's so, the real stuff.
I really? I was at work on Friday and I get an email.
Got Oscar the Grouch in the car with us.
And I get an email and a text message from my bank saying fraud alert. So I'm like, oh my God. Now, granted, I just got paid, okay? And my bills that I paid with this paycheck hadn't cleared yet. And I look at my bank account and
you have to go into all details, but
I basically just had to pay $2,200 for a couch that's not even going into my house. took my account negative and everything. I was a mess on Friday afternoon. Hot mess. Because I don't know what anybody thinks, but becoming a nurse does not make you rich, okay? Does not make you rich.
Well, I mean, a few years ago, like 10 years ago, you would have been better off.
Absolutely. Right now. Now it's, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out how you're going to manage your bills. And so this put a really big, like, financial strain on me. And I unfortunately couldn't fight the issue. Just a tip, if you stay somewhere, just take pictures before you leave. All I'm saying.
When you get there and when you
leave. Yes, when you get there and when you leave, just take pictures.
Of every detail.
Of everything. Just going to go ahead and throw that out there.
You think behind the door is not important? It probably is.
It probably is. So just take pictures. So that happened. And then we had our first, what did I do Saturday? Nothing, because Jake was at drill. And so I laid in bed all day, as I should. And probably could have been doing something. I went to the store. That was productive. And then Sunday we had our first scrimmage to get ready for baseball season to start. Mm-hmm. And then today I had a root canal. And my face is just now feeling better. The numb medicine has just went away. Thank God, so I can smile normally.
Well, it's, it's a half smile. It's not fully. It's not completely there.
Yeah, it is.
It's
pretty bad.
It's better than it was.
Yeah, I mean, ask me, 2 hours ago, and
half her teeth were covered.
My, left side of my face wouldn't move. So, yeah. And then I go back and get my crown in 2 weeks with another cleaning.
Nice.
So, yeah, just a lot of money being dished out within, less than.
Your insurance covers most of that, though, right?
I mean, I still had to shell out $600. The
gross.
Wedding money I got.
You got wedding money?
I did. My aunt gave me some. All went to my tooth.
She said it's in my mouth now.
It is.
I ate it.
Because that's what you have to do as an adult.
How am I eat it?
Like, I didn't spend any of that money while we were, on our wedding trip. Didn't spend any of it because I was like, oh my God, $300. Yes. Tooth money. It's what you get excited about, okay? Being adult sucks.
Listen.
Looking right at me to say that.
Speaking of adult, I want him to introduce himself one more time just in case I can't merge it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's an adult, but he's not an adult.
Yeah.
I'm the youngin', as they say.
You going to give out as many details this time as you did the last time?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I might switch it up. I'm Lane. I bowl with these people. Somehow, I ended up here.
Don't sound so excited, Lane.
I'm 19. I know Megan from bowling. I know Brittany from bowling. And I happen to, if you guessed it, know Katie from bowling. So,
what's bowling?
And you used to work for us.
And yeah. I forget you did work there for a period of time. Still could never remember mine and my brother's names right. But you got there eventually.
Yeah, that was a struggle bus.
You really didn't know their names?
No.
Yeah, at first.
It is Katie we're talking about.
Well, listen, I called Daniel Braden and Braden Daniel for many years.
So, I mean, I would tell him to do something. I'm like, James. I'm like, no. Lane. Don't
mean,
do it.
When you say Braden, do you mean Braden?
Yes, I do. I got him and
that last name out.
My bad. Did you?
Laggy. I got him and Daniel. Because Daniel was much different as a teenager than he is now.
That is true.
They were a lot alike. Yeah. Neither one of them spoke. And they both wore glasses.
Now Daniel, don't shut up.
I like it.
I do too.
I'm a fan. I love what he's turned into.
He's coming into his person. Yeah. I agree.
He'll never listen to this. He gave us a what was it? Like a four star that
four?
One time. Yeah, a four
he
star.
To us?
And yeah, because one of our first episodes, I walked in the bowling alley because I said we weren't going to tell anybody what was going down.
I told everyone.
And I walked in, and he goes, "So you're scared of that movie?" And I was like, "Huh?" He goes, "Don't play. You're scared of that movie?" And Brittany can't even watch them. Like, he knew everything on that episode.
He gave us a four.
He
He does listen to
podcasts. He doesn't listen to anything anymore. I made him listen to that. He's not listening to us ever again.
Why?
Well, I'm guessing we're a one now. I don't know.
I made him listen to the one you made me listen to on the way home last week.
It's good, ain't it?
We made you listen to.
Yeah. He didn't, oh my gosh, you should have seen my face the whole drive home. Anyways, he didn't,
I'm so scared.
He didn't finish it while I was around him, so I don't know how he liked it.
So I think we talked about it on here, and we were going to have Brittany listen to Ollie and the Outcast.
Yes, literally the whole drive home, I was like.
No, she really was. She didn't move. Her eyes stayed right here.
No, but when it was over, I was like, how could that possibly happen? Is that true? She said, no, it's not a true story. I was like, what the?
Well, it's based off of some true events, mm-hmm. not the whole thing, though.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that whole series is so good.
Yes, the Mandela effect.
I was, like, literally racking my brain. Oh,
the Mandela catalogs?
Yeah, kind of.
The effect, like.
Oh, the Mandela effect where it's, like, something that you thought everyone existed. Believes is real, but it's not. Yeah.
No, but it is. I'm one of those people.
You should totally listen to Full Body Chills.
You should.
I was literally racking my brain trying to figure out how that could possibly happen the entire time I was listening to it.
And then how'd you like the mannequin?
And I was, well, they said the characters' names. And I was like, why do these characters' names sound so familiar? Megan said, they do to me too.
There you go.
Well, when I was re-listening to it, I was sitting there and I was like,
what is your problem?
She's getting chills. Anyway.
I feel like somebody's creeping up on me.
Because we were talking about it.
She definitely got the full body chills.
I just spit all over myself.
It's working, Ashley.
Oh, my gosh. So she is
working. I still need to know what you expected me to take from the mannequin episode because you didn't reply when I asked what you expected me to take from it.
But hold on. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I think. I even said it to you and you agreed. But let's go back to Ollie and the Outcast. Yeah. Because when I was re-listening to it, I was like, that reminds me of Gilligan's Island. And then they mm-hmm. said it. Mm-hmm. There, and I don't know if they were trying to base it off of that or if...
I don't know.
Whatever, but...
Ollie and the Outcast.
Ollie and the Outcast.
Stop. I'll throat punch both of you right now.
Okay.
I don't need to relive that. I was so numb all week just from listening to that.
You should stop. You should have taken a pink shirt from the mannequin.
I was in the bathroom the whole next day because it made me so sick.
That's not true.
I was in the bathroom most of the next day.
Listen,
but not because of that.
She said because of the mannequin, she's not going to go shopping anymore.
Yeah.
I said shirt.
Have you seen those videos where, like, people dress up as mannequins and scare people?
No. I need to... There's There's a Factory Connect by a subway up at Bethel, and there's a mannequin that looks so lifelike. Every time I go there and I look over at it, scares the crap out of me.
Please, can that one...
I look over, and he's always looking, like, right where I park my car. And it just, it's in the window. It looks like a whole person staring at me.
No, listen.
Shut up.
Listen, mine is funny, okay? Mine's funny.
God.
I don't know if he worked at Brittany Express Cash. Hold on, Brittany. I don't know, because this will make you laugh. I don't know if he worked at Express Cash, or like Fast Cash, whatever that place is, like whenever you turn at Walgreens and CVS.
Oh my gosh.
That mannequin that sits there. Okay. Well, Paul worked there for like, I don't know, like six months or so. And I thought it was a real person. I kind of waved one day.
It was a real person.
And then I texted him. I was like, why is that girl so stiff? Like, what is. He's like, it's a mannequin, you idiot.
I always thought it was a real person, too. And as soon as you started talking, I was like, oh, that reminds me. She said Cash Express. That reminds me of that mannequin that's standing
there. Yeah, okay. So it's Cash Express. Okay.
That is funny.
I thought it was real. And then I was like, she never moves.
And then shortly after
don't she have a pink shirt on too?
I don't know.
She does. And a white shorts, white skirt.
I don't know.
That is funny.
Mm-hmm. Shortly after I listened to that episode, I played one of my little games that I play to pass the time on my phone. It's one of those fashion games or whatever. I had to decorate some mannequins. What are the chances?
I think you just picked a bad game to play.
And that's what I'm thinking.
What type of game are you playing where you have to decorate mannequins?
Makeover.
Project Makeover.
There's
no shot y'all downloaded that. I get ads for that on, like, just random games I play. I'm like, yeah, this looks terrible.
I don't play it,
but... Pretty fun.
I know Kinsey has played it since she was in high school, because I used to see her do it.
I played it for a little while, and then I quit.
I mainly play the home design games, but...
That one.
I wanted something different.
Yeah, home design. I don't play that, but I've seen it. Okay, Brittany, what do you got? Oh, wait, our weeks. My week was fine. I don't know what to say. I never do because I just remember day for day.
I just told you how my week was. I was scarred from those podcasts y'all made me listen to, and then I was sick.
Oh, you know what? That's right. I took care of a sick kid all week. She only went to school one day last week.
It sounds like James.
And then, well, she was sick. And then I went to State. Is it State? Mm-hmm. I went there this weekend, and then I got a weekend away, which was actually kind of fun. But I'm like 87 years old, and I slept in the hotel most of the time.
Amen.
When I wasn't bowling. I just knocked out, missed dinner with the group. We actually woke up and was going down to dinner when they were coming back. And I was like, sorry. I'm so sorry. But
what wears you out?
Well, and I fully expected him to not be in the room whenever I got back because they were all wanting to shoot pool. There was a air hockey and a pool table downstairs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to stay up here and I'm going to I'm just going to stay up here and I'm going to read my book and I'm going to stay in bed and do your pictures, like go over them and send them to you, because that's a process. You've never seen my computer in action. It's like the sloth own Zootopia. Can I help you? And that's quicker than my computer goes.
All right.
Anyways, I couldn't put it onto my new computer because it didn't have a little chip reader.
Oh, got you.
Anyways, what is your problem? Who? What's wrong?
You.
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
I was lowering good. My brightness.
Both no, of you.
Me?
I'm so talking confused. What's happening right now? What's
you good?
My problem?
Yeah. You good?
I think so.
I hope so.
You're making me kind of second guess what's wrong with me.
My week's been great. I'm killing it in classes at college.
Amen.
Relationship going way better than the last.
Yes.
Significantly.
Amen.
What just happened over there?
They got tiny dick syndrome.
She
I'm
said
so sorry,
it.
I just spit on y'all.
I thought I'd be the one to fail. Anyways, have you ever had like all y'all went to college, right?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I don't know if Megan.
I went twice.
I don't know if I did. What do I do for a living?
She went to the same place.
I was. That's why I looked at this so I could tell what did you did for.
You looked at that.
I did. Yeah.
I don't tell you crap.
It doesn't. I have
our
no
new
clue.
Badges. We had to take everything off. We weren't allowed to have it on there anymore.
See, I don't know, but like, have y'all ever had a semester where it's like you have like. You're top of the class in every single one of your classes, except for that one class that you're making like a a 40
what does that
in.
Feel like?
Because that's me. I'm
right,
making
you
like
said you're doing well.
I'm doing really well. Because of bowling, I missed for one class. I've missed 4 quizzes and 2 exams, and then I have to take them so late after they already happened. So like we're already going through new material, and like nothing slows down. So like I'll take it, and I'm like, dude, a 60 is a great grade right now.
C's get degrees, people.
Yes.
But they don't
keep nursing.
But they
D's
don't
get degrees.
Nursing.
That was my motto.
What degree did you get with D's?
They're
all cut off at a
one?
C.
Technically, I should have 3 degrees, but we're not going to talk about the third.
Nah, fam.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of D's and I passed.
You're life, what am I looking at? Your career makes me sad when I think about it, because I got so far. I got to freaking clinicals and had to say goodbye. It makes me sad.
Just go back.
Oh, I don't want to. I like what I'm doing. The pay is a lot less, but
I'm real
like
sad because I really wanted to do something. Like I wanted to be a physical therapist or a radiologist.
You know you're not dead, right?
You can still go to radio.
Yeah, I failed anatomy twice. So.
Doesn't mean if you go to a different school you won't pass it.
I took anatomy at Columbia State and our school, so
you're making
yeah,
yourself
it does
bad.
Actually.
Let's stop.
That's too much knowledge to put in this tiny little head of mine. So
look, I
gave up and said, "Let's go
we
business."
Both said, look. Look here, looky here. Statistics kicked me out of the nursing program.
Twice.
Statistics?
I didn't fail it. I made a D, and there was no retake policy.
I can't say anything.
Is.
Statistics
yes.
is the only part of math that I cannot do. You give me any calculus problem, I'll solve it in like a minute.
No. Give no problem. I'll solve it.
I'll give you a math. You want a math problem?
Somebody,
yeah,
you. Somebody I know just signed to that school for the nursing program.
Why do we never say it?
And because why would we?
It was not that when we were there.
It's not, but it is now. And they signed for nursing, and I was talking to the person
who's related to the person who signed it.
The person with the person.
And
the person.
I said, don't look at me. And she's like, why? And I'm like, just don't ask. I can tell you right now. I was like, they work, right? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, they will make her feel like crap for working while in nursing school. Just let her be prepared for that. She's like, are you kidding? No.
My freshman year. Freshman. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, you're on the bowling team? And I was like, yeah. And they said, oh, well, you're not going to make it in our programs.
Yep.
And then they said, you're in a relationship? You're not going to make it in our programs. Well, I mean, it's kind of jokes on me because I didn't make it in a program.
Well, you can't even say anything.
I'm pretty sure that's why they hated our class. They didn't really hate us, but we didn't let them control our Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, I didn't quit for them.
You're not going to sit there and tell me that I have to spend my entire weekend studying. I'll study. I'll get the work done. But I also deserve to live my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. They hated it. They hated every second. I really didn't care. Look at me now.
And you were also out of that stage of wanting to go out and wanting to socialize because you did it after... You did it after you already got another degree.
Yeah. Kind of. Sure.
You did. You have two.
I do have 2 degrees, unfortunately.
I just have...
My student debt shows degree. It, too.
I am not going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm pissed.
I'm for a ride.
There's the door. There's the handle, and it pulls. That up.
Exit stage right. Okay. No,
I have a math riddle for Lane since he thinks he's such a math magician.
Let's go.
Let's see.
Katie, please
Lane.
Yeah.
Using only addition, add 8 eights to get the number 1,000.
Do you need paper?
Using only addition, add 8 eights to get 1,000.
My head already hurts. I hate math.
No shot, he's
getting
this.
It's 1,100.
What? What do you mean it's 1,100?
I don't even remember the question.
Using 8 eights.
8 eights.
8 eights. Okay.
Using only addition. To get 1,000. Add 8 eights to get the number 1,000.
Is it an actual math problem or is it
it's a math problem.
And only addition.
Yes.
Don't fall for that.
I don't know. That probably has me stumped. I can't say anything.
Do you need paper?
The only thing I can think of is just making one of the sides negative.
No. It's straight addition.
You do 888 plus... I don't know. So that's three of them. So then there's five left. You could do 88, which will make it one. I don't know.
You're on the right track.
Okay, 888 plus. So if you do, you can do 88, which will make it 970 something. It's like 970 something. Then add 3 eights together separately.
Let me do 976. 888 plus 88 is 976.
So then
I shouldn't have helped you.
Oh yeah, no, I had it in my head. No, I literally had it in my head. I said then you just add the last 3 eights together and then add that to the prior.
He did say that.
It's 888 plus 88 plus 8 plus 8.
Yeah, I had it.
So
there we go.
What the hell?
He just texted me and said they'll be back, so I'm confused.
Okay,
bye.
Hey, I got it though.
You officially don't fit into this car.
Yeah, you don't.
One more?
One more.
Get out.
Okay. No.
Handle pulls.
It's the one thing I'm good at. Leave me handle pulls.
This is a lot of words, so I'm scared. One brother says of his younger brother, 2 years ago, I was 3 times as old as my brother was. In 3 years' times, I will be twice as old as my brother. How old are they each now?
Oh, dude, I need to see the problem. That's what a lot of words. Heck? I have a mental chalkboard. I don't have a mental piece
don't
of paper.
Don't scroll down. The answer's right below it.
Okay.
All right, but while he's figuring that out,
I'll do y'all
when you were reading it, it made me think. I think I sent it to both of you. I'm not sure, But it was like, if Jaden's got $1.
He broke.
And you saw it. It was like, Jaden's got $1. And then he gets one penny and one dime. And that little kid goes, Jaden broke.
That's me every day of my life. Right there. In a nutshell.
Oh, gosh.
And the way he laughs about it, too. Jaden broke.
Like, he's a little 7-8-year-old.
If I was a teacher and somebody wrote that on a test, I'm giving him the point. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. I'd be like, I'm giving you the, like, this is the correct answer, but I'm giving you the point just because.
Style.
Amen. Just because amen.
Just the fact that it was a look on his face.
Yeah. Jaden broke.
Yeah. Like, he goes. He went. Jaden broke. He goes, Jaden broke.
That also reminds me of that kid that's like, I made bad financial decisions.
What is
have
that?
Have you seen that one? Okay, no. I'll have to find it. And I guess the mom was like, you have so much money. He's like, well, I'm about to make some bad financial decisions. And I'm like,
there's Katie.
You don't even know.
I'm just kidding.
You don't even know. How's it going over there, Lane?
I keep getting it to where it's like the only part that I'm off on is the I'll be two times as old as my brother. I'll be one number off.
Well, I haven't read the answer yet, so don't peek before I
look. I'm not going to peek at it. I'm cooking. I'll figure it out probably.
You got to use some bacon grease.
We use an olive oil.
What'd you just say?
We use an olive oil.
Say it again.
He says it correctly.
I say oil. Thank yes, God. I do
okay,
not
that's
say
that's what
all.
I was catching on. I just needed to double check.
Oh, olive
I'm
oil.
Normal.
I got some oil in the car.
She did put oil in the car.
When?
You said you got oil.
I did buy oil. I didn't put it in yet.
Oh.
Oil.
Stick it in there.
Let's get it.
Do you remember that? That reminds me. Remember that commercial? I don't know what commercial it was, but it was like, plug it in, plug it
Blade.
In.
Oh,
was that
plug
it,
it in. Yeah.
Yes. Just remind me of that.
I plugged one in today, actually.
What was that?
No, listen, I've added my wallflowers, and I'm not going to drive to Spring Hill, so I'll go by there on Friday because I have to go to Franklin every Friday. So I'll just swing into Bath & Body Works on my way through. No! My coupon. Shut the fuck up. Oh, you copy me. My coupon, I took it with me.
Did it expire Thursday?
It was Saturday. And I took it with me so we could go, and we went to Target, and that was it.
No.
No. And it was like 30% off was one of them. Then the other one was like $10 off, and you can combine them. Shut up.
Combine them.
I said combine them. I'm done.
Okay. You're done.
Okay, what's the answer, Lane?
I don't got it.
Okay. The answer is 87. Answer?
Yeah.
You want me to remind you of the question?
Sure.
You at home?
You at home.
One brother says of his younger brother, 2 years ago, I was 3 times as old as my brother was. In 3 years' time, I will be twice as old as my brother. How old are they each now? The older brother will be twice as old as his younger brother in 3 years' time. This immediately rules out the older brother currently being 8, 11, and 14, so he must be 17, and the younger brother 7. 2 years ago, they were 15 and 5, respectively, and in 3 years, they will be 20 and 10.
I'm going to be honest, I 100% did the math wrong in my head because I did do 17 and 7. I did the 3 ahead. I think I did it as 2 ahead instead.
You ever had that moment where you feel like you're just not even in the car?
Me right now.
Me right now, because I didn't even hear anything that he said.
I started out with 17.7. I was like, I wouldn't have even made it that far. If I read that on a test, I'd be like, go ahead and fail me, because it ain't happening.
Well, because the number's going to have to be below 30 in order for the 3 times thing to work.
I wasn't even understanding why you said 17. Like,
yeah, I'm still lost.
I wasn't listening.
17,
I don't
I just
do math,
random,
no.
I just picked a random number between 10 and 20.
Stop. Let's stop right
and
there.
You just landed on 17?
Yeah. And so I just went minus 10.
He's built different with the egg right here.
Different.
Built different. Well, he's going to crack that egg on his arm.
It's the firepower.
Okay, anyway. Listen. Are you making fun of my laugh?
No, I was laughing at her sarcastically.
What? Oh.
Now I'm going to make fun of the
Since we're on the riddle train, I'm going to do, like, real riddles.
Well, I thought you were doing something else.
Real riddles?
Yeah, I changed my mind. I like the riddles.
Question our existence.
Do you want me to do that? But I felt real stupid.
I feel like we should do... I feel like we should ask those questions and then come back to riddles.
We need to ask Lane some questions.
Yeah. What's your deepest, darkest fear?
Okay.
Time.
Time is your
fear. I wrote an entire psychology paper over it because of the fact that it's the only thing that no matter what you do, you have no control over it.
Amen. Never thought of that. Mine's sharks, but we ain't gonna get into that.
Mine's sharks.
It's not like dying. It's not like buried alive. It's not. It's
just
sharks.
The beings of sharks.
Yeah, I won't get.
She loved my story this past summer when I was like belly button deep. Actually, no, I was shoulder deep. And at that point, I was like, I told them all sitting there, floating there. I was like, we're gonna get got. It's fixing to happen. When I'm fixing to feel a tug on my foot, and I love y'all.
Stop it. Just go ahead and kill me now, because that's exactly what happened.
I couldn't feel the bottom.
I was panicking,
Katie, on the inside, and then she was telling a shark story. We were in there, and she was talking about that I Survived podcast, whatever.
Yeah.
With the shark. Do you remember me telling you that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How they had to swim. Have you heard that episode about the shark?
Yes,
I know. You know that podcast?
Yes, I know that podcast.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, she's the only one that survived.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be dead.
She was telling us that, and there was two guys floating with us, and they just casually just went away because I think she was scaring them.
I would have been out of the water.
Well, you remember the 2000 story when the shark rubbed my leg and popped back up? Like, hey, it's me.
I would cry, okay? There would be no saving
me. I left
me.
My cousin in the water. I didn't even tell her it was there. I just started walking.
That's shitty.
She still talks about it.
That is shitty. You should feel bad about that, okay?
I think it was like Jason Kelsey. He has a story just like it, and he
would
left.
Would you just leave me?
Katie, I was in
you
shock.
Probably,
dude, if she was a family member, you think you rank higher?
You probably should, because the moment you'd be like, Katie, something
That's
something
why.
Drama, like,
that's screaming. Why. I didn't tell her because I knew in my head after it touched my leg, I was like, walk slow, don't panic, just
be
normal. And I knew not to tell her.
I'd be flailing.
And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to get a sandwich.
You should follow me. That's what you should.
I didn't say it. I just kept walking. And then she's sitting there flopping around, fixing her hair. Where are you going? And I was like,
I'm not about to get got.
I just kept going. And I got to the cooler that time when that shark got me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I leaned over and I pulled a sandwich out and I just stood there. Like, I turned around and stared at the water. And she's like, she's running. What are you doing? And I was like, nothing.
She about to get got.
And then a boogie boarder was like, shark. And I said, that's what? That right there is what? And then I shouldered the back of my leg. And it was red. Like, it was just...
Me and you would probably fight on a beach.
I have pictures.
I'd love to go to the beach with you. I would lose my mind. I'd probably start crying hysterically.
Let's go. Girls trip.
Lane's never heard these stories, but every time I've been to the beach, there's been a shark come up.
I'm never going to the beach with you.
Every time.
I'm just
going
to let you know that now. I will
never... I went
never
last year.
Go.
And one didn't come.
To the beach
that I know
with
of.
You. No, because my luck, it would.
That I know of.
You can go get in the water, and then when they yell shark, I'll be like, I'm alive. You want to know why? Because I'm not in the water.
The part about you didn't tell your friend or cousin,
my cousin.
About the shark being there.
Why would I? She's a panicker.
Well, no, it's funny. I went through something similar when I was in Alaska. We went to my friend's shooting range. He lives right at the base of a mountain. And, like, the snow is, like, literally feet and feet high.
Yeah.
And so we get over to the shooting range and we're shooting. And my friend tells me, he was like, Lane, turn around slowly. I was like, okay. I turn around and there is 5 wolves just sitting there staring at us. And he's like, now, Lane, you're not allowed to kill them unless they start coming towards you. That because of an Alaskan law.
I don't care about the law. They came just, towards me. They said, breathed wrong said, towards me.
He said, just shoot at them. And if they run away, stop shooting. If they run towards you, continue.
That's smart.
So we shot at them and, like, all of them ran except for one.
Nope.
But he just stood there and kind of like smelled the ground and then left.
He said, "No,
calmly.
If you look." He said, I'm getting in there.
Look, you,
I'm getting
if
that.
You would have told me there, like, if I was your cousin in that, my heart would have stopped. I would just die.
No, she was upset.
I was good.
She said, I understand. Because, like, we were, how old were we?
Did you tell her, like, that moment?
Yeah. Like, in that moment, she was like, how dare you? And I wish I could get her on here. Because it would be so funny.
Like, I'm so excited for our Panama trip. But I am, like, the nerves of just going to the beach is stressing me out. Because Jake...
You're the only person I know that doesn't like going to the beach.
Jake took me a long time to get back in the water.
Took me out. And it got to the point where I couldn't... Like, the waves were just coming. And yeah. I couldn't get out or back to the shore. Mm-hmm. And I started panicking. I mean, like, hyperventilating. And Jake is trying to rush to get to me because I can't move. And he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, get me out.
because all I could feel
was something gonna come up behind me and I'm not gonna be able to do anything about it. No.
I do have a fear. I love sharks, but my fear, I'm scared to swim with them. I am. But my fear is, like, the currents mm-hmm. and stuff.
Taking you out?
Yeah, because I've had one. That'd like, it didn't take me under, but I could feel, like, I had no control.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm just going to sit here.
This is where
I'm just going to sit until this passes. But
nope.
It was scary. And that was that last time I went. It was when I was with Tiffany and them.
Last time I went to the beach with my friends, it was their senior trip. They were a year ahead of me in high school. Me and two of my friends went so far out that the current also took us. And for a second, we fully thought we were going to have a ship come save us. Instead, we managed to swim all the way to the dock and just push ourselves from the poles back to the beach.
See, and he's still got legs.
Yeah.
And arms.
They buy the pier. That's where they live.
The inlet outlet. I can't remember which one they love the most. I think it's the outlet.
They love them bitches.
Wherever there's She's rocks doing her research. And stuff.
I know where not to go, and it's just in the water.
You can't get hurt if you just never step
in. And ask me why. Soul Surfers on Netflix?
Yeah.
And that story fascinates me.
Yeah.
I'm a big Bethany Hamilton fan, okay? But watching it, like, I know it's coming, because I've seen the movie multiple times. Mm-hmm. This is me. Because I know.
Have you seen The Shallows with Blake Lively? Yes.
Terrifies me.
Love that movie.
I watched it with first boyfriend in college. Mm. And I got so confused as to what you were doing.
I don't know ASL. I can't do anything.
Like, I was having a full-blown panic attack watching the entire movie. I'm nowhere near water.
Wait, what's that movie? 47 meters or something with Mandy? Is it Mandy Moore?
Both of them. Both of them.
Mandy Moore? Why do you torture yourself? It's exactly. Like, if you know you're not going to enjoy the movie, why do you watch
because
it?
Yeah, I had anxiety throughout the whole movie.
I like horror movies.
I do too.
And so, like, I'll watch them. But like, there's other ones, absolutely. But
that was my straw, y'all.
Maddie is always like, Katie, if my dying wish is for you to swim with sharks with me, you wouldn't do it? No! You're going to die without getting that wish. And I don't feel bad about it. Because I'm going to die right there along with you. And I value
my life. They're in a cage.
It's 47 meters down. Absolutely not. They die.
I thought she meant in the show. There are places you can go, and it's the nurse sharks where they're not going to hurt you. And if they do, they can't break into your skin.
I don't care. One of them comes at me, and I'm dead.
Listen. I completely, because I love watching those shark, like, them Doc Martens.
Yeah.
I like watching those. No, I like watching them. And I was cleaning McKenna's room one night, and I think I might have told Brittany about this, but I was watching sharks, and I had watched like four of them because it took so long.
Why?
But then I forgot, and I left the room, and she went into her room, and next thing you know, she was watching it because it was just swimming around. Next thing you know, she is screaming,
"Mommy!"
Because was it Shark Week? It bit somebody. Yeah, amen. It was telling a story of how he lost his arm, and she was.
I would die.
Bad parent. But now she watches them with me.
No,
I let her know what was really in that water. And she knows which ones are, actually none of them are really that safe, but there are some. They have these little sanctuaries that you can sit on these steps, and they literally, there was also a video where I watched a shark climb stairs because they were trying to prove if it could, if it couldn't. And the nurse sharks, they could do the stairs. It was amazing, actually.
They can stay.
Kinsey would appreciate this.
They can stay away from me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you right now. I don't care if they can't bite into your skin or not. One of them comes at me, I'm dead. Ah! I'm dead.
Just kidding.
I'm dead. Because they'll tell you.
Heart attack.
Don't panic. It's fine. No, pure panic. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm dead. I'm alive.
I'm dead. Heart attack right there.
Well, like those people on those, like, it was not parachutes, but the...
Parachutes?
The drops, not the slingshots, but
drop them.
Words are hard. The where you're up there and it just lets you go.
Yeah, those are fun.
And they're swinging.
Yeah,
and people are like, insane? People are like passing out. Then they're alive. And yeah. Then they're
alive. It's that adrenaline that kicks in. It's fight or flight. they ain't fighting.
I'm giving it all to the Lord. Okay, right. Go with your questions.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Yes.
Okay, the title of this article is 120 Unanswerable Questions.
That's just going to frustrate us.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
That's what I'm testing.
I'm out.
Where does a thought go when it's forgotten?
You can ask me these questions. I'm a psychology major. I could give you the actual answer.
What's the answer?
The answer is that neurons activate in your brain whenever you have a thought, so it simply stores itself away until that same strip of neurons gets activated at one time, and then that thought comes back. That's what remembering is.
He's too smart for this podcast. So he's got to go.
Hold on. Well, you know, you said, I don't know if Megan went to college. We have a similar degree.
What's your degree,
by the way?
Sociology?
No, it's psychology.
Then why'd you say similar? It's just the same.
Because I didn't retain as much as you have. I could not have done that.
Well, he's freshly in college.
Yeah, okay. I could have then.
He probably just went over that material.
I don't have I haven't had a sociology or psychology class since my first semester.
Okay, Lane, shut up. Anyway.
Just reading this just blew my mind.
Go ahead. I'm ready.
Yap it away.
Which orange came first, the fruit or the color?
The color.
How do you know?
I would just assume it would be the color.
Or maybe the color got its name from the color of the fruit that was named orange.
Well, no. How would they know to call it orange?
Because the fruit's called an orange.
That's a dumb question. Next one.
I don't like this one. I don't like this category at all.
I feel stupid.
I've had a headache all week. Let's not do it some more.
Take you some ass fruit.
I thought these questions were going to make me like question my existence.
This warning.
Why does anything exist?
It just does.
What is that question?
Do you want the biblical answer?
What is that question?
You want the biblical answer?
You want it? What is that question? It's like,
because God created it.
Was it Mean Girls? The something does not exist. He does not exist.
The limit does not exist.
Yeah.
It's a calculus thing.
I'm sorry.
We're just quoting a movie because she said something don't exist.
If you punch yourself and it hurts, are you weak or are you strong?
Strong.
Both. Well, you're also stupid.
It can be either. Weak-minded, strong-bodied.
That's right.
You're too weak for your own strength.
No, I like his
answer.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just still stupid for punching yourself.
I want different questions.
What do they call French kissing in France?
Kissing.
Kissing. Romance.
You don't like these questions?
No.
They don't make me question my existence.
This is a...
I want the podcast to know more about Lane.
You want me to ask personal questions?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Favorite scary movie?
A lot. It's ridiculous.
Favorite scary movie? Man, that's a difficult one.
Your favorite and your least.
Scream is a really good one. I mainly just love Matthew Lillard so much.
Good.
Yeah,
they kind of fell off.
They definitely
as they kept
have.
Going. The first one was great.
Least favorite is this one called, I think it's called The Rabbit. It's like a Hulu exclusive. Either that or another one. I believe it's called Found Footage. Found Footage because I'm hemophobic and there's so much blood in it, and it's like it looks super real. And it's also just a disgusting movie. And The Rabbit because like the end of the movie has no meaning. It's this whole, quite like, no pun intended, rabbit trail of just random stuff that happens.
That's and our then, podcast.
Well, yeah, but like this, that's what a podcast has the right to be that way. This is a horror movie. I want some sort of like feeling of accomplishment after watching it, and that movie just ends in the dumbest way possible. So it wasn't even that like scary or frightening or anything. It was just bad.
That's how I felt about Jennifer's Body. Megan Fox did that scary movie years ago. Mm-hmm. No reason it shouldn't have happened.
I was about to say, the way the Blair Witch Project ended, that's how I felt. I just haven't seen it. It's good. But the ending just irritates me.
That's fair.
Like, it just...
Dude, if a movie's ending isn't good, I can hate the whole movie. Even if the rest of it is good.
I mean, the Blair Witch Project is good. I mean, it's good. But the ending, I'm just like, what? That's just how it's gonna go. But all right, what are you doing?
I burped.
I'm looking at Megan.
Why? Have you found questions?
I have one, but y'all are talking.
Okay, go. Oh, you're gonna have to insert yourself, Miss. Yeah. I'm quiet today.
You're sitting in the back of the seat. If the seat could go further, you'd be back there.
Should be in that other Equinox.
If you could listen to only one song for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be Zoom by Last Dinosaurs.
What is that?
It is an I have a playlist of 2070 songs. That's my 2070? Entire. Yeah, that's my entire life. I collect vinyl records.
2070.
It's a group.
Oh. I thought he was talking about the year. We're only in the year 24. No, I'm really confused.
All of y'all are wrong. A playlist that has 2070 songs.
Okay, that was the next thing I was going to ask. No.
Jeez. God, we're
my dumb. Walker's in the back, y'all. Don't let my gray show like that again. No. But that was my next question. Is that how many songs?
Yes. Zoom by Last Dinosaurs is just like, it's a very good song. It has great guitar riffs in it. The singing is good. The melody is great. That's why I would choose it. Either that or Boredom by Tyler, the Creator.
Who hired you? I want to know your answer too, Megan.
What was the question?
If you could listen to one song for the rest of your life and only that song, what would it be?
I don't have a song that I would listen to over and over.
Shot. Come on.
Okay, so maybe, what's the name of it?
Let me
tell you the name of it. No. For real, though. It is right here.
Everyone is Revival by Zach Bryan.
It is. No. What is the girl's name?
Oh, it's the workers.
Riley Clemens, that's the name. And it is...